Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Peiches. The Gemara Amud Aleph, towards the top of the page, says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gave different names to Beis Hamikdash, to Har HaBayis, as Rashi says. Avraham Avinu called it Har, called it a mountain. Yitzchak called it a Sodeh, a field. And Yaakov called it a Bayis, a house. Now the Mefarshim have two main explanations in this Gemara. The Mashal brings over here, based on a Medrash Tehillim, that the idea over here is to talk about the three different Bate Migdash that we had. Beis Migdash HaRishon is connected Har, that was very high up there, big Nisim, big miracles. When you come to Beis Migdash HaSheni, it's a field, it's an open place, the miracles are not as great. And then you get the Beis Migdash HaShlishi, that's an enclosed place, a kept place, and that is the house of the Yaakov, you know, called the house. On the other hand, we have the Kedis Yitzchok and Rav Yaakov Melissa of Baal HaNesivos. They both explain that the idea is has to do with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov bringing down the Shechinah to the world. So by Avraham Avinu, the Shechinah was up in a mountain, so to speak, was up higher there, didn't belong so much to us. But Yitzchak is already down here in the field. And by Yaakov Avinu is already having the Shechinah in your house, that's the closest connection. These are the two explanations of the Mefarshim. I want to maybe connect these two with a third understanding, the way it's really comes out from the explanations of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver and Rabbi Tzadik. And the idea is like this. Avraham Avinu represents Midas HaChesed. He's the one who represents the good side, all the good that comes to the world. Yitzchak Avinu is Amud HaAvoido. He does the Avoido of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov Avinu is the Midah of Tiferes. Tiferes is the connection of Hashem and Am Yisrael together. As Rav Tzadik explained in several places, Avraham Avinu Midas HaChesed represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving us, and we don't do anything. It's Midas Chasdei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving and giving, and we're just the recipients of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing on us. The Amud HaAvodah is the exact opposite. Amud HaAvodah means that we need to work. We need to worship Hashem. And then Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Ato Echod, V'Shimcha Echod, U'mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echod Bar, it's the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael together, the Yichud. So one is connected Hashem, one is connected us, and one is the connection between the two. When you speak about Avraham Avinu Har, the mountain of Avraham Avinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there in Shemaim, as the Nesiva says. And it's His, He's the one bestowing good, we're not really involved in it. And that's connected Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, as the Maharsha says. Because Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, we didn't really do much. Meaning, obviously there was a Avodah. But there was 10 Nisim happening every day in Beis Hamikdash. You saw the presence of Hashem there the whole time. Then comes Yitzchak Avinu, who's Amud HaAvodah. And he says field. Field represents when an Adam has to work. You have to toil hard on the ground. It's our place. It's our Avodah. We're here and we need to work hard to achieve things. And that's connected Beis Hamikdash HaSheni. And the second Beis Hamikdash, there wasn't all the miracles that we had in Beis Hamikdash HaRishon. It was really more from us. Ke'adua, Beis Hamikdash HaSheni represents Tersha Baal Peh. All the Mishnayos and the Gemara come through Beis Hamikdash HaSheni. That's when we are coming, we're doing our own Avodah. And finally, when we get to Yaakov Avinu, that's the idea of the house. That's the idea of the connection between the two. And to add then one more thing, as brought down in the Medrash Rabban beginning of Chumash, is that Yaakov Avinu saw in his dream, Beis Hamikdash Banui V'Chor V'Banui. Banui refers to Beis Hamikdash HaRishon. It's built with his beauty and all the miracles. Beis Hamikdash HaSheni is associated with Chorev, is destroyed. It wasn't destroyed, but it wasn't fully built either. And Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi is Banui Meshuch Lasid Lavoi, as even a greater Gilui revelation that we'll have. Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, as you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence is there, the Midas HaChesed Avraham Avinu. And Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, that's where you have the Churban, that's where you have the Tzaris, that's where you have the suffering. That's connected to Yitzchok, when we have our Avodah and we need to achieve things in the world. And finally, Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi is when everything comes together. Our Avodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, going from the mountain to the field, until you reach the house, the full Bayis, the full connection, the yichud of a husband and wife that will have in Beis Hamikdash Lasid Lavoi, as we explained in previous shiurim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.